Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion, and this week we're going back to Voices 2018. 70 years ago, in December 1958, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in Paris. The document had been drafted by representatives with different legal and cultural backgrounds from all over the world, setting out for the first time the fundamental human rights to be universally protected. 70 years on, it is time to take stock of the achievements in human rights and to reaffirm the Declaration's core assertions and to set out the agenda for its future relevance and impact. At Voices 2018, we were honored to welcome one of the key guardians of this milestone document, Kate Gilmore, the United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, who considered today's Human Rights Report Card, reflecting on promises met and those not kept, speaking to the role of dissent in troubled times and the need to stand up for freedom, equality, and dignity for the road ahead. Here's Kate Gilmore at Voices 2018.
Thank you for the privilege of joining you. You movers and shakers, you bare-knuckle troublemakers, you trailblazers. Thank you for breaking down daily boundaries between role and workplace position to reach out further. Thank you for allowing this connection, for not allowing sector become border, become wall, become darkness. Thank you for recognizing that as a shaper of the world, you must also take responsibility for the shape the world is in. Thank you for thinking bigger. Thank you for believing that together matters in all our colour, in all our diversity, in all our texture, in our look and feel. Thank you for this nourishment, food for the soul, source for the heart. that which only acts of connection and engagement, acceptance provides. Thank you for seeing in each other that which precious beyond measure, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, acceded to freely by every member of the United Nations, 193 countries, acceded to, expressing simply this, that born we all are free and equal in dignity and rights. The right to life, to liberty, to security of person, that we might live and love without fear. The right to education, to health, to shelter, to decent work, that we might have to hand the essentials of human dignity. Freedom from discrimination, arbitrary arrest, from torture, just so that we might have the confidence that those who govern us are capable of being fair. The right to fair trial, it underpins all freedoms. The right to speak up, to stand up, so that we may not be malevolently silenced. These are not arbitrary, they're codified, normative standards. Beholden, the Declaration says, on every organ of society. 70 years on from the time of their original drafting, they're set out now in rich detail in international treaty, taken into national law, affecting every jurisdiction, and to be found in the constitutions of most countries established since 1948. When drafted, the number of voting member states in the United Nations was less than 50. Today, 193 countries' constitutions affirming the essence of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That a promise is poorly kept brings no shame to the promise. So let's just cast aside into the seconds baskets of history. Those things that would tear away a truth's fabric. You know, rights are not a privilege project. They're not a project of privilege. They were drafted, actually, amidst the rack and ruin of reckless, rancid rancor on the edge of the abyss of the most violent form of extremism in modern human memory. The 1948 adoption of those rights gifted to us an enduring encapsulation of what makes for a humanizing relationship between power and relative powerlessness. It was not an impost of the West on the rest. The West was among its most reluctant of drafters. Much of the Declaration's content came from newly decolonized states. Latin America pushed for economic and social rights. Russia pushed for provisions to protect from race discrimination. India and Pakistan pushed for equality of access to land, equality of property ownership, equality between men and women in marriage. It was India's delegate who persuaded the negotiators, who met 81 times over 165 resolutions, persuaded the delegates that the first article should not read, "All men are born free and equal," but that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. Friends, you know, law defined rights, codified substantive rights, are also not a modernity project. They're not somehow the grandchildren of enlightenment. They're no more modern than wrongs are recent. The 6th century before Christ, king of Mesopotamia, set out his commitment to his people's freedom of thought, belief, and movement long before the 13th century Magna Carta sought to bend the king's knee to the will of the people. You know, in that same century, Africa's Mandan Charter promised equality for women. 3 decades later, Shakespeare puts in the words of his Thomas More a denunciation of London's xenophobic riots. He called that xenophobia a mountainous inhumanity. The 19th century anti-slavery struggle, the 20th century anti-colonial struggles for independence, the 21st century hashtag Me Too movement. Friends, down through the centuries, across culture, in all traditions, in all our diversity, our differences, our distinctions, it's simply universally the case. Yep, we hunger for food. We thirst, and we want the quench of water, but we long too for justice. Any of you who has a 3-year-old that you've put to bed earlier than your 5-year-old knows only too well what unfairness feels like, you know, and how it is innate within us. What's extraordinary about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? We didn't need it to be told we had rights. We needed it to be told you had rights. You had rights. That I hold my rights only to the extent that they don't encroach upon your rights. That you exercise your rights freely and without impediment until that moment that you are denying me my rights. Rights in that sense have been and always are a relationship between your power to hurt me, my responsibility to dignify you, our duty to those not in this room. 70 years later, those rights are under strain. You've heard troubled times. Troubled times because they're tougher times for many people, turbulent times for some. But rights, they're just an operating manual for a humanizing relationship between power and powerlessness. Insufficient they are, for sure, but essential without doubt. How are they to be carried forward in a world that seeks in so many ways to undo the 1948 global consensus? Ours is a different world. It's more globalized, we've heard, more interconnected, more interdependent. It's hardwired by trade and by finance, woven so by science and technology, encircled so by sky and ocean, by the rapacious depletion of Earth's finite resources. It's connected so by information, superhighways, but it's made tragically so with tough pathways trudged down by those in often perilous flight, within and across borders.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic sky panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Pathways of flight. Paved in terror's toxic tarmac. Greeted by bigotries. Brutal betrayals. Not our parents or our childhood schools foresaw silk roads recast, trade routes made virtual, the local digitized, policy pivots reduced to a tweet, the personal no longer merely the private, the local by technology somehow less geographical and so-called social media that is just so antisocial. What is clear is that stand-apart nationalism, fact-defying populism, law-defying leadership will not evolve our global project, politics, economics, law, into something better suited for this unfamiliar world of global finance, extreme inequality, big data, intractable conflict, mass migration, ecological upheaval. The evidence is as clear as history is long. We will not manage this world of change through contempt for the foreigner, baseless distrust of those who look or love or worship differently. We will not lead this world of change with intensified clampdowns on the freedom of the press, on encroachments of public movement, closures of borders against people in flight from persecution, gagging of activists, deliberately denying life-saving essential services for sexual and reproductive health. You know well, we know too well, where that road leads. The denial of human rights. It leads to a dead end. To death-ridden ends. Small, mundane acts of everyday disregard and disrespect, flourishing casual contempt for the other, inflating into intimidation that then fuels the basis for a persecution under whose poisonous push we then slide into a descent into conflict's callous catastrophe. I'm sorry, it's just true. The pounding of these malicious fists grow louder on the doors of our dignity and our privacy, our mental and physical integrity, against our freedom, and they have to be resisted. They have to be stood up to. We have to stand up to narratives of hate. We've got to tell louder, stronger stories about our connection, about our incredible capacity for compassion, about how the human species is more a cooperator than it is a competitor. We have to stand up for more equality. No one's hope can be rooted in the hopelessness of another. Somehow, after 2008, inequality has deepened. Tax havens have expanded. More than 30 trillion private financial wealth now resides hidden in secrecy jurisdictions. 33 trillion. Do you know 2 trillion lost to corruption each year is 10 times the amount of money available to overseas development aid? 10 times. And yet, with that, we could educate every child. We could address the global infrastructure gap. We could end malaria. We could provide each person with humanizing shelter. We have to stand up for more intimate security. This fear of terrorism looms large, but so disproportionately so. And yet, in all places, eroding our trust one in the other is the impunity of the powerful, the impunity of the crimes of the high priest, of church, of culture, and of commerce. The hashtag MeToo story is the importance of bringing human rights home, from the courtroom to the boardroom to the classroom to the bedroom. We have to stand up for truth. Public lies told as if public truths by public leaders must come to an end. We need truth-competent public media. We need diversity and pluralism in that media rooted in evidence, and we need truth-discerning publics educated to be so. And we must, as we've heard, hold big data companies far more accountable. And we have to work differently with younger people. The median age of Niger, anybody? 15. The median age of Germany, 47. Do you know, 90% of the world's young people today, the largest population of young people ever in all of human history, are locked in places of conflict, held on the front lines of poverty, imprisoned by hopelessness. We have to subvert the demography of power. We need fresher thinkers. We need younger thinkers. In a digital age, youth is a competency, not just an identity. This is why the Oxford Dictionary in 2017 said youthquake was the word of the year. And you know, we have to stand up for participatory democracy, as we've heard, not just mere representative democracy. Almost no scientific, literary, technological, artistic breakthrough, let alone acts of courageous compassion, have ever come from the status quo. It's always, ever, only been activists. Without activists, no end to slavery, no universal suffrage, no affordable antiretrovirals, no protection of endangered species, no public exposure of child sexual assault in the church and in the football clubs, no legislation against child marriage, no emergency contraception, no marriage equality. Stand up for activism. stand up for human rights defenders, stand up against their silencing, their persecution, their assassination. Stand up against your silence. There's only one question that is for sure ours in times of such uncertainty, when solutions remain elusive, when what needs to be done is somehow larger than what can be done. The question is, who are you? Who are you? Just before her death earlier this year, an extraordinary literary force, Ursula Le Guin, warned hard times are coming, when we will be wanting the voices of those who can see alternatives to how we live now, see through our fear-stricken societies and its obsessive technologies to other ways of being, poets, visionaries, realists of a larger reality. We need you to be realists of a far larger, a far more generous, a far more compassionate, a less greedy, a more justice-loving, a more democratic reality. You know, in this, I just urge us to take courage, for even in the darkest cells of the cruelest prisons, huddled in resource-depleted settlements, perched high on remote mountaintops, shuffling down barely shoulder-wide slums, alleys of sprawling slums, littered amongst the street walkers and the street workers, in the mutterings of farm labourers, in the chanting of Indigenous people, in the calls of street protesters, in the murmurs on the factory floor, even under shadow of coercive power, even in the absence of well-intentioned global elites, perhaps only at times a spluttering, flickering flame, still there you will find. You will find it everywhere. People who will not lie down. People who do stand up. People who claim their rights in defence of our rights too. In the wonderful introductory materials to Voices, you are called trailblazers. Meaning, I understand trailblaze to mean those who blaze a path through unsettled country or wilderness. You bet we're travelling through unsettled country, a wilderness. But the blazing of the trail we need and deserve is not about scything of underbrush or, and I quote, the sweeping of a Finnish forest floor. For to blaze, you know what it means also? To blaze means to go public. To blaze means to speak up. To blaze means to shine forth, to burn brightly. It's about culture and it's about attitude. And we've got to choose. Are we the culture of 1933 or that of 1948? Leonard Cohen answered the question, "You want it darker, we kill the flame." It must not become any darker, friends. We've got to blaze more brightly. We've got to help lower the fist. We've got to extend the hand. We've got to stand up. Stand up again. Stand up for rights. Stand up for their rights.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.